Hello, my beauty and beauties. Welcome back to a new episode of You For You, a podcast for you, about you, to be a better you. This is your host and creator, KD, also known as @ILoveYourBeautifulFace on IG. First off, I want to say thank you to everybody who welcomed me back into the podcast world with open arms. All the support, all the shares, all the likes, all the comments, and a big thank you to everybody who gave me feedback. I really appreciate the feedback. I want to hear your thoughts. I want to hear what you guys think about the podcast, how you interpreted different episodes. Like, I really love that and appreciate that. For example, my last episode, that was more of a personal episode for me. If you listen to my old episodes back in 2020, they weren't really so personal. They were more so about external living. That was more about internal living. I let you guys inside my head. I put you guys in my shoes. I almost didn't put out that episode because when I was playing it back, I was like, this is way too much. I was like, oh my goodness. And it was. The raw version was way too much. A lot of you guys were happy that I did put it out. And I was like, oh my God, thank you. Like, I'm so happy that you're happy. But I was scared. I was so scared because that was the first time that I've ever been like extremely raw on the internet. So I'm glad that you guys gave me feedback, mainly because if I said something that was misinterpreted, I want to clear it up. So last episode, I briefly touched on the topic of therapy. And I hope nobody took it this way, but I just want to clear it up. And just in case anybody did, I was not saying don't go to therapy. I'm not anti-therapy. This is an entire, I don't want to call this a mental health podcast because I'm not a mental health professional, but it is a self-help podcast. And I feel like me telling people not to go to therapy or that therapy is a waste of time is kind of counterproductive as to what I'm trying to do here. Like, the whole point of like this podcast is for you guys to do what's best for you. So like I said, last episode was about me. It was a personal episode. And I even mentioned in the episode, like, for me in my journey where I'm at right now, I have not tapped into the realm of therapy. I have not reaped the benefits of therapy. I know plenty of people where therapy has changed their lives. And I know plenty of people who definitely needed to go to therapy. But I'm not saying that I'm never gonna go or I think it's a waste of time. I was kind of like, it was like a LOL moment and I feel like it flew over some people's heads. But that's not at all what I meant. So I hope nobody took it that way. It was more so of a, I'm not there yet, just speaking for me personally. And you may feel the same way as well. Everybody has their own journey. Everybody has their own storyline. Everybody works at their own pace. I know somebody who just recently got into therapy and she feels like it's changed her life 110%, like 360. It was her first time. She got in on the first try. It was a very smooth, easy process for her. So please don't take that as don't go to therapy. Yes, look into therapy. Look into things that will benefit your mental health, things to make you better, and most importantly, things that will make you happy. As we all know, the quote-unquote best man-made holiday is coming up, Valentine's Day. Are you guys excited? I'm excited. No, seriously, I'm not being sarcastic. I really do love Valentine's Day. And why do I love Valentine's Day? Because I love love. And I'm talking about all types of love. I feel like as a society, we deem Valentine's Day as only a time to express romantic love, when truly Valentine's Day is about love in general, like love as a whole. So all different types of love. I feel like we only ever talk about or focus on romantic love. And then if we're not focused on romantic love, we go to that overused term, self-love, which just let me talk about self-love for a second. I, of course, am an advocate for self-love. I feel like everybody is an advocate for self-love, but I feel like in the last like decade it's become one of those redundant terms where it's just like it's been slapped on t-shirts, slapped on cups, slapped in bios. It's just like the Instagram caption. Like, I feel like it's been so overused that nobody really knows what it means anymore. Like, everybody's just like, well, yeah, I'm gonna go get me some ice cream because self-love. I'm gonna go watch this movie because self-love. I'm gonna go do my nails because self-love. What does that mean? What does self-love mean to you? Not only, okay, yes, like treat yourself, spa day, self-care Sunday, all those things, of course. It's about taking care of yourself. Self-care, self-love, they go hand in hand, right? However, self-love is not just going to go get a manicure. Self-love is not just, you know, taking yourself out to dinner, buying yourself a bouquet of roses. Self-love is anything and everything that feeds into you. Doing things that feed into you. Like, yes, doing all those things are really nice, but we also have to do the work. Self-love is about doing the work that needs to be done on ourselves on the inside. I feel like true self-love is when you truly take the time to sit down, know yourself, know what you like, know what you don't like, setting goals for yourself. Like, it's not just oh, I want some ice cream today. I'm going to go get some ice cream because hashtag self-love. Like, it's more than that. I used to paint back in 2020, 2021, when I was, you know, feeling down. I would get me a glass of wine, play some tunes in the background, and just paint whatever I wanted on various canvases. And it always made me feel better afterwards. So when I was recently going through what I was just going through, I was like, how can I get back to me? How can I get back to myself? And I ended up painting like upwards of like 15 different canvases that I now have spread around my house. And I'm by no means no Picasso, but it's just that I really enjoyed it. So when we're talking about self-love and we're talking about, you know, feeding into ourselves and loving into ourselves and taking care of ourselves, that's also like nursing your inner spirit, your inner soul, your inner child. So along with talking about self-love and how to love yourself in other ways, I feel like another way is also making the conscious decision to enter certain situations and also decline certain situations. So we'll put this in a financial aspect. You make your budget for the month. You know how much you have extra and how much you don't. Then out of the blue, you get that birthday text to go to Cancun in 2-3 months time. What are you doing? Your thought process is, I would really love to go to Cancun. Cancun would be so much fun. Like, it would be great. I know I would enjoy it. Like, it would be awesome. However, you know that it's not within your budget. It's not within your means to do that. So you have to make the adult conscious decision. Okay, I would love to do that. However, I can't afford it right now. It's not in my budget. And that lets you know, okay, I'm secure within myself, so I don't dig myself in a financial hole. It also lets the other person know, okay, they're not ready for that right now. I can move forward with my plans without them. It's just that simple. Hint, hint. This is not about a trip to Cancun. No, but seriously, this can be applied to any part of your life. Making a conscious decision to say no to some things that may be enticing and you know that you will enjoy them, but you're not in the right space to receive that. Of course, it would be nice to have a Valentine's and do the whole shebang. However, me personally, I know that I am in no position to be a romantic partner to somebody else. It wouldn't be fair to me because I know my situation. I know that I'm not able to do that right now. And it wouldn't be fair to the other person because then that's misleading them into thinking that everything's going to be peaches and cream. We're really you in Cancun with no money. Like, it just doesn't work. I feel like that's also a form of self-love, like just being able to say no to anything that you know is not going to serve you on your journey. You know, people say, quote unquote, cuffing season's coming around. That starts in like what? Cuffing season starts in like September, October, and it lasts all the way until Valentine's Day. Like, Valentine's Day is like the championship game. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Like, like, I remember seeing people talking about that, like, oh, it's cuffing season. You gotta do the couple's costume for Halloween. Then you gotta meet the family for Thanksgiving. Then you gotta do the matching pajamas for Christmas. Then for New Year's, you gotta do the New Year's Eve kiss when the ball drops. Then Valentine's Day is, if you make it through January, because January is like the longest month of the year. If you make it through January and you make it to Valentine's Day, that's like the championship game. Like, you made it. You made it. And then from Valentine's Day to summertime, if you don't maintain that relationship, by summertime, we back outside. Like, has anybody heard that concept? It used to be really prevalent. I don't know if people still do that. But also, like, I feel like when cuffing season comes around, people get really pressured to be like, oh, I don't want to be alone for the holidays. Oh, I don't want to be alone for Valentine's Day. And it's like, you could. Like, it's okay. Like, you could. And just find other ways to feed into yourself. Find other ways to enjoy those holidays, to enjoy Valentine's Day, to enjoy the time by yourself, the things that you want to do that you know that will fulfill you. Like, you will be okay. You will be all right. Cancun's not going nowhere. It will be there after we finish doing the inner work, okay? And if they go on that trip without you, you were not meant to go to Cancun. Are you guys hearing me? Clock it. I'm doing Ian King right now, but y'all can't see me, okay? Just imagine. Clock it. I need y'all to bear with me. It's a one-man, one-sound operation going on over here, okay? It's just me. I don't have the capacity. Please, just bear with me, folks. Bear with me. But the journey is just what it is. There's going to be times where you have a bandwagon of people behind you, and there's going to be other times where it's just you. A part of that is you deciding, okay, it's just me right now, but I'm going to keep going. I'm going to press on. Because if you're not doing the work, who's doing it? Not me, I'll tell you that. And I'm talking like metaphorically and like physically, like, yeah, go to that show, go to that movie, go to that paint and stuff. I just feel like self-care is not only the little things that you do in your living room by yourself. It's also things you have to explore your mind, explore your mind's curiosities, explore your mind's questions, explore your outside environments. So yeah, I feel like society has really warped like self-love just into like this completely like performative thing. And it doesn't have to be like that. Even coming back to Valentine's Day, like, people would be like, oh, well, I'm in the house by myself with my wine and my movie and my book. Like, this is what I'm doing on Valentine's Day. And it's like, girl, nobody asked. Like, okay, like, and it's so, like, it's funny because it'll be like, okay, you are quote-unquote ashamed because Valentine's Day is coming around and you're single, but at the same time, you want to prove to everybody that you're not ashamed because you're single, so you pose a glass of wine. I don't know. So another type of love I want to talk about that I feel like is also overlooked, but as I get older, it's becoming more prevalent to me, is platonic love. And not only platonic love between you and your buddies from 10, 15 years ago. I'm talking about like going into adulthood and being comfortable enough to make friendships with anybody, like somebody older than you, somebody younger than you. I feel like that's something that a lot of people cut themselves short on, especially when it comes to opposite sex friendships, because everything again is surrounded around romance and lust, and it's like it doesn't have to be that way. For example, I made some friends like towards the end of summer, and we've barely been friends for 6 months, me and these people. We've barely been friends for 6 months. They've shown me an unspeakable amount of love in this short amount of time than people that I've known since I was 5 years old. Like, literally. And it's all platonic. It's all genuine. It's all, like, there's no hidden agenda. There's no, oh, let me do this so I can get her number at the end of the night. Like, I feel like it's so refreshing that, especially as a woman, as a single woman, as a young single woman, as a young single black woman out in society, we have to be very vigilant. But to be in an environment where you don't have to worry about that, you don't have to worry about somebody looking at you twice, like, it's just like this unspoken, like, no, we're gonna form a friendship, you got me, I got you, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love it. And I've told these guys this, I've told them that. So when my graduation was coming up, I had a graduation dinner with all my friends and family. It was like 25 of us, but I didn't want 25 people to come to my graduation ceremony because it was a very small graduation ceremony and that would have been just way too much. I decided to have a graduation dinner with everybody and then just have like a small amount of people, maybe like 3 or 4 people, come to my actual graduation ceremony. So when it came down to my graduation ceremony, the only person that was available to go was my mother. So I was like, okay, like it would just be me and my mother, like that's fine, which, you know, shout out mommy, love you. I'm like, that's fine, my biggest supporter, like my bestie, like we can do this, this is fine. When I was talking to some of my friends about it, they were like, what are you talking about, like we're coming. And mind you, these are friends, the friends that I just made, we just became friends like not even a month or two beforehand. And I'm like, oh, like that's nice of you. But I didn't really take it as like, oh, they're coming, you know, 10 toes down. They literally came on their own accord, congratulations in hand, love in hugs, like everything. And I was so overwhelmed. Like after my graduation, I was like, thank you guys so much. You guys did not owe me that. I just met them. You guys did not have to do that. I'm so grateful. And I let each and every single one of them know. I was like, I'm so grateful for you for doing that. Thank you so much. Out of the kindness of their hearts, they just showed up for me. Sometimes that's all that love is, just showing up for somebody. It doesn't have to have romance attached to it. It doesn't have to have lust attached to it. It doesn't have to have a favor attached to it. Sometimes it's just showing up for your friend, being a good friend. And I'm so grateful for them. I literally told them, like, thank you guys so much. Fast forward to the holidays. This holiday season, I was really only shopping for my god kids. I have like 6 or 7 god kids and I love them all dearly. And my mom always jokes, she's like, you're not gonna have to have your own kids because you have so many god kids. And I'm like, yeah, like that's fine. And while I was shopping, I stumbled upon something that reminded me of a friend of mine. And I was like, that's super cute. Like, she would really like that. And then I walked, you know, a couple more aisles and I saw something else and I was like, oh wow, like those, that'd be a good like little like paired together like little gift. I ended up putting it all together and making her a little package and sending it all to her for Christmas. Mind you, me and her had not talked about doing Christmas gifts. That was not a conversation this year. There's a package coming to you, just look out for it. And she was like, what, like why did you send me a package? She was like, I thought we weren't doing gifts this year, like what's going on? And I was like, girl, don't worry about it, don't worry about it. I was like, when you get it, let me know so I can send you a message that goes with the gift. Like it was like a paired thing. She's like, okay. She texted me a couple days later and I sent her a voice note. It was like maybe like 5 or 6 minutes. This is one of my old childhood friends. Like we've been friends since we were like 7 or 8 years old. We've been there for each other through a lot. So sometimes we'll joke and say, oh, we have like this trauma bond, LOL, which we do, but I feel like it's not the base of our friendship. I feel like we actually like do get along. We have a lot of the same interests. We do have a very strong friendship. She was really there for me when I was going through my dark time in 2024 and even back to when my father had passed away. She's just been a really, really good friend. She's been a really great friend. It wasn't even because it was Christmas time. It was just like, I just want to give you something out of appreciation. So that's what the voice note consisted of. Just me explaining, like, don't think of this as a Christmas gift. Think of it as a thank you gift. Like, just thank you. And she was so grateful. Me and her are kind of the same. Like, if you do something for me, I have to do something for you. So she actually did send me a gift back that I absolutely love as well. But it's something like that, like platonic love. I'm just showing you love and appreciation. I wasn't looking for anything in return from her. I wasn't looking for any validation. I wasn't looking for any type of recognition. I just wanted to let her know that I appreciate her for being such a good friend. Another example I can give you guys, my high school best friend who lives like 7 states away from me. I miss her every day. Me and her, we kind of have this long distance friendship, and you know, we touch base when we can. We're kind of like here or there. We're very like fluid, very like liquid. I was still posting on my social media, and I have this like series. It's a series in my mind, but I haven't put it out on platforms yet, but everybody knows that it's like something that I'm into. It's just like this little cooking / baking series, and anytime I post about it, I say, oh, today in Katie's kitchen we've made, like, it's just something personable to me. She knows that I've literally been baking since I was 10 years old. I've baked with her, I've baked for her. I did her first daughter's baby shower sweets table. I did the entire sweets table. So she knows like how much I just enjoy baking and cooking. So she gave me, again, out of the blue, we had not discussed Christmas gifts, like out of the blue, she sent me a personalized apron with like my logo on it. It was the same color that I had like from like my vision and everything. It was crazy because I didn't even tell her that I made a logo. I didn't tell her the color of the logo. I didn't tell her anything. She literally, I have no idea, but I was brought to tears when I opened the package. I was like, oh my God, that is so nice. Like, it's just, and there's been years before where she sent me on Valentine's Day, she sent me like a box of chocolates just because, you know what I'm saying? Like, again, that platonic, I was thinking of you, I want to be there for you, know that I love you. Like, that sort of love is what makes me love love. And I feel like true love just comes from a genuine place, and to be able to exhibit that love to other people, I feel like that's what Valentine's Day should be about. Just moving in love year round, I feel like, is so important, and it just really brightens up your life, brightens up your day to be able to move in love. I think that's like a new thing. Like, now as I'm pushing into adulthood and I'm really like, I'm getting out into the real world, to move in love, to move in grace, really is just something that can brighten anybody's day. I feel like the state of the world right now, I'm not gonna get into any details, but the state of the world right now, whether you are here or there, I think you know what I'm saying. It costs nothing to love somebody. It costs nothing to show somebody that you love them and appreciate them. It costs nothing to be a genuine person. And to move in a world that is seemingly becoming succumbed by hate, I feel like that's all we can really do. So this Valentine's Day, don't be all down in the dumps because you ain't got your partner next to you. Do something out of love. Move in love. And not just on Valentine's Day, throughout the year, throughout your life, just doing things to make somebody feel good is moving in love. And I feel like I got this concept from my mother for as long as I can remember, since I was like, I don't know, back to my first thought. My mother is somebody who is always moving in love. My mother has a very genuine heart, and it is bigger than the entire world. My mother is the type of person that will give you her last, give you her all, because she knows that it will make you feel good. It will make her feel good that you feel good, sort of thing. So even in my younger days, when Valentine's Day would come around or Easter, my mother always would give me a big stuffed teddy bear or a big stuffed rabbit, a box of chocolates or a box of chocolate covered strawberries. She would always give me something to say, hey, I love you. It doesn't have to be materialistic. Sometimes it's just, hey, I came by to give you a hug. Hey, I'm just calling you to tell you that I love you. Sending a text message with hearts, sending an old picture. Hey, remember when we did this? I had a great time with you when we did this. It was awesome. My mother's always been that type of person, and I feel like I've got it from her. Even now at my big age, last Valentine's Day, she gave me 2 giant teddy bears, and they're sitting on my bed. So I'm literally that person that has teddy bears on their bed to this day. I don't see that stopping anytime soon, because why? A lesson that I really learned from her. To move in love and to move from a genuine standpoint will really give you grace in life. But you have to move in love in a way where you're not looking for anything back. That's also the key point of this concept. You cannot move in love expecting something back, because there are times, and I know y'all know what I'm talking about, there are times where you will go above and beyond for somebody. You'll do the most for somebody expecting something back. A thank you card, a hug, a shout out, something. And they don't give you nothing. Sometimes that can really discourage us to continue to move in love. That can really discourage you to say, well, is this even worth it? Nobody's moving love towards me. Nobody's appreciating the goodness that I'm doing. To move in love is not to look for recognition or something in return. To move in love is to genuinely put it out there, because it costs nothing. It costs nothing to show love. It costs nothing to give love. It costs nothing to exhibit love in your everyday life. So I feel like if us as a society could push that narrative more than, you know, this individualistic mindset of me, possibly, maybe, our days wouldn't be so dark. That's all I'm saying. And also, I just want to say, this is something I feel like we'll talk about in future episodes. This is not people pleasing. Like, this is a totally different topic. So really try to do that this year. Really try to do that. Valentine's Day is coming up in a couple weeks. If you're not in a relationship right now and you find yourself a little bit disheveled, like you don't really know what to do with yourself, you kind of feel like you're left out, make your own bubble of love. It would be so much fun. This year, me and my friend are doing Valentine's, and we have all these ideas like lined up. I can't wait. Of course, painting is going to be involved, because hashtag self love. Right, like, and I'm excited, like, I can't, like, I'm looking forward to that. Like, I'm not thinking about, oh, I don't have anybody to take me to dinner. Like, I'm looking forward to hanging out with my girl and, you know, just chilling. Like, yes, that'd be so dope. Somebody just hit me up for a collab. Hashtag yes. Hashtag self love. Okay, no, but yeah, so I'm excited for that. If you guys have any Galentine plans, Galentine's ideas, feel free to shoot them over to me. I hope you guys have a good holiday. I don't have a legitimate schedule for you guys. I'm literally just doing episodes as they come to me. Like, if I have the idea, I'm gonna come on the mic. My life is way too chaotic to give you guys a schedule. But I'm gonna do my best to do once a month. I'm gonna do my very, very best. But month of February and March are really chaotic for me. So no promises, but if you guys were looking for me to be on a schedule, I don't really have a schedule. It's not really, I'm very like freelance with this, free form. And yeah, so also I just want to quickly ask that everybody keeps my family in their thoughts and prayers. We just got some really bad family news, and we're having a hard time as a whole, as an entire family, not just one person or two people. As a whole, my entire family is hurting right now. If you guys could just keep us in your thoughts, I appreciate it. Thank you. You guys know I do free promo. So if you're in the New York City area, or you know somebody in the New York City area looking for a beautician, check out Majesty Hands on IG. This is a Bronx-based, home-based, self-taught hairstylist. I used to go to her before, so I can definitely check that her work is amazing. I used to go to her before I started my locks, but she's honestly so nice. Her work is dope. She also does custom press-on nails, which I'm looking at them now and they look really good. So if you're looking to get your hair done, you're looking for some press-on nails, definitely hit her up. You can send her a DM for booking. She also has her website on here. Just a really kind soul. She's extremely personable. And me personally, I like to be in a comfortable environment when I go to get my services done. So I can definitely vouch for her that she is really, really sweet. So definitely check her out. If you have a small business or a podcast or an Instagram page or whatever, anything that you would like me to shout out, I do free promo. Make sure you're following our IG page, You For You Pod, for updates for new episodes. This is your host and creator, KD. Thank you for listening to this episode of You For You, a podcast for you, about you, to be a better you.